Over the past two decades, Slade Cleaves has won acclaim for his songs about the small-town working-class men and women just struggling to get by, like the ones he's singing about in Rust Belt Fields.
And I learned a little something about how things are. No one gets a bonus for bloody knuckles and scars.
Rust Belt Fields is one of two songs on Still Fighting the War that Slade Cleaves co-wrote with his childhood friend and fellow singer-songwriter Rod Picott. When the two were first writing together, they'd sit down face-to-face, but between living in different cities and busy touring schedules, they are rarely in the same place these days.
So we send ideas back and forth on emails or texts or whatever, and we'll send little melodic ideas, just little snippets, sound files, and we'll send partial songs. For instance, usually one of us will work real hard on a song and only get halfway through and not know how to finish it, and that's when we'll bring it to our friend and see if a fresh set of eyes can kind of spark the completion of the song.
Rod Picott's father worked as a welder, and he and Slade Cleaves bring that difficult and physically demanding job to life in the song Welding Burns.
Our father was a welder down at the Navy Yard, up on the North Atlantic where the winters come down hard. The union job, some overtime, nobody would complain. He went to work with humble pride through the snow and rain. Some things you're born to, some things you gotta learn. My father built his world on gold, muscle and blood, welding burns.
The original inspiration for the title track to Still Fighting the War came from a series of Pulitzer Prize-winning photos of Iraq war veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. It's a song that ended up taking Slade 4 years to write.
I'd seen stories in the news about vets coming back and having a hard time. And, you know, frankly, I remember writing down in a notebook when we went to war in Iraq that I said, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to have Iraq war vets on every street corner. They're going to be homeless. They're going to be having a hard time adjusting. It's going to be the Vietnam situation all over again. I wanted to write a song that kind of told their story, not to advocate or anything, but just tell their story. You know, this, people are having a hard time coming back.
Hard times coming home now. Can't get your feet on the ground. Got some issues and no one wants you around. Barely sleeping and you can't get through to VA on the phone. No one's hiring and no one wants to give you a go. And everyone else is carrying on just like they've always done before. You've been home for a couple of years now, buddy, but you're still fighting the war.
A note on Slade Cleaves' website says proceeds from downloads of that song go to Operation Homefront, an organization providing assistance to service members and their families. Now, there are some lighter moments on Still Fighting the War. God's Own Yodeler is a tribute to the late Don Walzer, a Texas country singer known as the Pavarotti of the Plains. And the tune called Texas Love Song is exactly that. I'm Catherine Cole.
For you, I give up all my time searching for the perfect rhyme, and this is one that certainly perplexes. For you, I would spend all my days thinking up all the crazy ways. I love you even more than I love Texas. You got Bel Air class, Dallas style, Austin soul, and a looking back smile. For you, I'd trade my truck in for a Lexus. You smell as sweet as the piney woods. I'd marry you if I thought I could. I love you even more than I love Texas. You're the barb on my wire, the spark in my campfire. There's no brighter star in all the multiplexes. I love this state, you know I do. But the best thing in this state is you. I love you even more than I love Texas.